What about of all the insides of the hog that they used to use to make different
things? I've heard of chitlins, mm-hmm. but I never ate one. The sausage, I mean the intestines, of course, were used for sausage casings. I don't think it was any particular term we used for
that. That's different from the chitlins.
Yeah, the chitlins, the sausage casing fried, I think, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And then cracklins, what are they? Just little chunks of fat that are just fried and fried and fried until they're practically dry? I think so. Now, I have eaten them, mm-hmm. and we used to have those. You'd cut them in small pieces and put them in corn bread.
Mm-hmm.
And that became crackling bread.
Okay. Did you ever put any type of vegetables into the cornbread?
No, I don't think so.
What about the hog's liver and all that
liver and lights. Well, hog liver is a dreadful thing. They say it has more iron than any other kind, but I don't like hog liver. But we call that the liver, and then the lungs were always called the lights
mm-hmm.
of any animal.
Okay.
Once it was being butchered. Let me see, the head. They used to make hog's head cheese and a souse, liver pudding.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, some people eat pig's feet. Some people mm-hmm. eat pig tail. Mm-hmm. I never was that hungry.
Not much left. Eat it all. What about a piece of a chicken? The bone that you might give to children to make a wish.
The wishbone.
Is that a custom?
Yeah, we always pull the wish tubes and pull the wishbone.
Mm-hmm.
The long one got the wish. Short one got the wish, and the long one got married first.
So. Both won, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. These are fruits of different types, like of peaches. They're two general categories. One that you could just
clingstone and clingstone and freestone.
What would you call the hard part that's inside the peach?
The stone.
How about on a cherry?
Cherries were something exotic. And I suppose, I know that a cherry has a stone, but I think we would have called it cherry seed.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just didn't see that many fresh cherries.
Mm-hmm.
I sound really archaic. But whereas you can go down to the market now and buy cherries, usually in season, anyway. I think I would still probably speak of it as a cherry seed, mm-hmm. simply because I didn't grow up with this mm-hmm. term stone. So.
I've talked to a lot of people who
carry over.
Still, a lot of people I think in this part of the country never. Eat cherries. It's because uh-huh. they're not something that was ever grown here.
Yeah.
So.
It always strikes me as being strange. Well, there they are, fresh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because usually we just didn't see them fresh.
Mm-hmm.